I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Today, we will meet 17-year-old high school senior Catherine Descamp Renner. Her friends simply call her Cat. And as she'll tell us, her friends also saved her life. In today's episode of On Deck, Kat brings us back to a really dark time in her life when she struggled with depression and thoughts of suicide. And she tells us that it was singing and running that kept her going. Kat Descamp Renner gets really vulnerable over the next 20 minutes or so, and I hope you'll stay tuned to hear her message and to get to know this remarkable young woman. Although choir is now a huge focus of her life, when she was younger, Kat simply wanted to be an actress. At the time, she was told that it might be an asset to her future acting career if she could also learn to sing. So, not knowing much about music at all, she decided to join the Pacific Youth Choir.
The first rehearsal, I remember being really confused because there was like the soprano line and then the alto line. And I didn't understand that those were like two separate things that were sung at the same time. So I was like, why aren't we going back and singing like the alto line now? I don't know. It was really confusing. I also didn't know if I was a soprano or an alto. I didn't know where I belonged. But I don't really remember much about those first couple years, but I remember that I really liked performing. And that was just something I really enjoyed. And we got to do a lot of it. We got to perform with Oregon Symphony, even in middle school. And I was like, wow, this is just so cool that we get to do this. And so I think probably around like 13 was when it really started to click for me that that was something I really, really liked to do and something I wanted to be like really dedicated to.
You don't remember a specific like aha moment, do you? Or like, oh my God.
I think, I mean, there have been a couple of those, but they've been, like, further down the line. Like, when I was 14, we sang Britain's War Requiem with Oregon Symphony. I count that among, like, some of the biggest turning points in my life just because it was so powerful, and that was just, it really kind of showed me what music can do, and it was really interesting because it kind of introduced to me the idea of music as a form of, like, nonviolent protest almost. You know, it was written for the consecration of the new Coventry Cathedral that had been destroyed during the bombing raids in World War II. And then it uses the poetry from Wilfred Owen from World War I. And then as he was writing it, you know, it was like during the Cold War, and he was a pacifist and he'd had all these friends who had died in the war, and then some friends who had committed suicide after the war. And so I never really realized that you could do things like that with music before, that you could use it to like warn almost and to like make people realize what you do when you send people off the war. And when I trace it back, that was how I first started thinking about my extended essay that I have to write about like Estonian choral music.
And what's this essay for?
So it's for my school. I'm doing like the full IB diploma, and part of that is you spend a year researching and writing a research paper on a topic of your choice. And it's 4,000 words, and I'm writing about the role of choral music in liberating Estonia from the Soviet Union between 1987 and 1991. It's really specific, but it has to be, so you can go like really in-depth with it. And, you know, when I first started writing it, I thought I was actually going to write about the War Requiem, both that and Estonian choral music together, because I sort of saw some similarities there between that, how Britain used that to warn, and how, like, Estonians came together with choral music to sort of throw off, like, Soviet oppression. And then I really had to narrow it down, so I ended up just writing about Estonia. But that was sort of what got me started on thinking about that. And writing that essay has been, like, a really big part of my life during the past year. I mean, it was an amazing experience to perform it, but it also is still something I think about, you know, 3 years later.
So I don't know exactly how to lead into this question, mm-hmm. but tell me about, I mean, you talked about in your early teens how you felt mm-hmm. like it really started clicking for you. It became mm-hmm. a really important part of your life. Tell mm-hmm. me about what music and singing has meant to you.
Well, PYC in particular has been like a rock for me through like some hard stuff. The choir has been a family to me, and seeing how happy our singing makes people has been something that's meant a lot to me. Like the fact that you can just like change how people feel through music, I think is really powerful.
Do you mind if I probe a little bit into when you said being part of PYC, Pacific Youth Choir mm-hmm. and Chamber Choir, has helped you through some pretty tough yeah. stuff?
Yeah. So my parents got a divorce. Well, they separated my junior year, and then they just recently got a divorce. And before that, I was just having kind of a rough time at home. And I was also dealing with depression, and I mean, I still deal with that, and anxiety, and I wasn't really eating, and I was just having a really hard time, and I was kind of suicidal when I was like between like 13 and 15, I'd say, like on and off. And there were just some points in my life where it really felt like nothing at all was going right. There were some points where I was injured and I couldn't, you know, running has always been a huge part of my life, and it's something that helps me get out of my head and into my body and sort of like mentally stabilizes me. And it's just really, really important to me. And so when I was injured and couldn't run or was running really slowly, that was really, really hard. And then on top of that, to have to deal with, you know, my own mental issues and, you know, my parents' problems was just a lot. And so there were points in my life where PYC really was like the only thing that felt like it was good and it was going well. And, it, you know, it was also, I knew that there were people there who cared about me and that I didn't want to hurt them.
With your absence?
Yeah, exactly. So it just really, knowing that no matter what happened each week, that like on Sunday for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, I could go there and I could be around people who care about me and who I care about and be like in a safe environment. And not only that, but like do something good and do something that's going to make the world a better place, hopefully, even if it's just a little bit, you know, that was always really, really important to me. And that always kept me going through the week.
I appreciate you being so open and vulnerable about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever heard somebody admit out mm-hmm. loud, especially on the radio, that they've been suicidal yeah. before.
Yeah. You know, because everybody has stuff, and I actually have had a lot of friends who have gone through similar things, and I wouldn't ever want anyone to feel like they had to hide something around me or like get the feeling that I was hiding something and think, oh, like, stuff like that is shameful. So if that something like that ever happens to me, that's shameful. And I mean, also, I just think it's important that people know that music is that powerful and that people know that PYC is that powerful.
Do you feel like then literally music saved you from
yeah.
suicide?
No. Yeah, absolutely. I think music, and in particular that choir, being a part of Pacific Youth Choir, really did save my life. So I'm, you know, always going to be incredibly grateful for that.
I appreciate what you said as well when you said that if you were to have followed through mm-hmm. on those suicidal yeah. impulses, and you felt like you didn't want to let your co-singers down.
Well, I had this image of in my head. I sit right in the middle, and the part of the reason I'm a second soprano, so I'm right in the middle, and then I'm really, really short, so I'm in the front row, and I just had this image of in my head of like my chair being empty at rehearsal and like what that would do to my friends, and I can't do that, like, so I have to, you know, I have to keep going even if I don't want to, you know, for them.
Is there a particular piece of music that you feel like really helped you through? A particular performance? Particular moment of singing?
I don't know. Actually, yeah, I do know. When we did, so this was last year, my junior year, when we did this like hour-long Christmas special on NPR. It was like a nationwide broadcast, and it was like an hour long, and it was us and Pink Martini and Storm and China and Ida Ray Kahana and Ari Shapiro and the Von Trapps and just all these amazing, incredible people. And recording that was so fun and like just one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And after that night, I went home, and I don't know why, or I didn't know why at the time, but I got, like, really upset, and I just started, like, crying really, really hard. And after a while, I kind of figured it out, and I was like, wow, I didn't know that I could, like, be that happy, and that, like, just I didn't know that, like, experiences like that even existed, because it was just, it was so cool, like, I remember at the end we sang Auld Lang Syne, and, you know, everyone was singing, and you know, everyone was playing, and just, like, making so much joyful noise together. I didn't really know that that sort of thing even existed. Or not that it didn't exist, but that that was something that I could be a part of. Like, here I was performing with people who were, like, actual musicians, and that was what they did for a living. And you know, that I got to be a part of that and that that could maybe even be part of my future was something I didn't realize.
We've been talking with 17-year-old high school senior Catherine Descamp Renner, who was singing there with the Pacific Youth Choir and Pink Martini in their Christmas special last year. I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians, made possible in part by the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, auditioning beginning through advanced students for orchestra, band, jazz, and strings programs by appointment and on December 29th, 30th, and January 2nd. Audition and registration information online at playmys.org. Tuition assistance is available. A few minutes ago, you mentioned that you're a runner, mm-hmm. and that you've been a runner for some time. And the way you phrased it, I think, was that running gets me out of my head and into my body. Yeah. Tell me about that.
I had this moment junior year towards the end of the cross-country season. We were in this race at Reynolds. My coach, Scott, he's like a father to me. He's amazing. He likes to talk about this race. And we'd actually taken the PSAT that morning, and so I was exhausted. I was brain dead because I'd been in like 3 hours of standardized testing. It was especially stressful because my sister's brilliant, and she's at Northeastern University on like a full tuition scholarship because she was a National Merit Scholarship finalist, and that's from like your PSAT scores. And so I was like, oh, like if she can get that, I can try and get that because that would be really, really good to like get, you know, a really big scholarship so I wouldn't have to pay for college. And so I was like really stressed out about the PSAT. So I went and took the PSAT. It was totally dead. And I came to this meet and the gun went off and we were in the race and I just got stuck behind this big group of girls. And I was just running way slower than I should have been. I think about like 1200 meters in, I made eye contact with Scott. He was on the sidelines cheering us on, and I don't know what was in my face, but he saw something in it that was like, just that I didn't think I could do it. And I, you know, I wanted to quit and cry and walk off the course, you know, which I'd never done, but that was what I wanted at that moment. And I'd mentally given up at that point. I was done. And he saw that. And I will never forget what he said to me. He said, no. He said, not today. Today you do big girl things. And I realized I was in a race and that I had to help my team win if I could. And I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. It was like waking up and I was like, holy crap, I have to go. And I started like sprinting, and that race ended up being the reason I earned my varsity letter. So I look back on that race and I'm like, damn, I'm glad I didn't drop out for that varsity letter. But I'm more importantly, I'm glad that I didn't drop out because, like, since that race, I have never once not been mentally present in a race. And that's something that used to be a really big problem for me. I think I used to give up so easily, you know? And since midway through my sophomore year, junior year, I just have not, I can't think of anything that I've given up on. And I like to think of myself as someone who doesn't give up on stuff. And I think that running has just really given me so much like persistence and dedication and determination. And, you know, the other thing about cross country is that it's a lot like choir for me. It's a family and everyone's really, really close and just cares about each other so much, like cares about, you know, we care about like how we do and racing well, but more than that, everyone just cares about each other as people. And it's just been like a really good support system for me. We all give so much to that team. I know everyone else has sacrificed so much and I've sacrificed a lot. And I know everyone else is really dedicated. And so I think I should be really dedicated too, because we all have to pull our weight or it's not, you know, the team's not going to come together. Actually, for me, music and running are really similar, and I think they're really like complementary to each other. Both of them together, I do better in one when I'm also doing the other, you know.
So they are complementary. Mm-hmm. They feed off of each other.
Yeah.
So as a senior, you mentioned college essays, college applications.
Yeah.
So I guess the question that I always end up asking folks in that chair is, are you going to study music? Is that going to be the focus of your future? Is it going to remain an important sideline thing? Mm-hmm. How is it going to fit into your life?
I'm definitely going to stay in college wherever I go. You know, like I said, I can't imagine giving it up for any reason. I don't know what I'm going to study in college. I'm probably going to... It's hard. I really like everything. Like, I'm interested in a lot of stuff. I think at this point, I'm probably going to study either biology or, like, maybe do that and double major in, like, international relations or, like, history of the Middle East or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I really like a lot of different stuff. But then I'm also... I kind of have this weird, crazy dream to, like, compose, like, scores for movies. That's always just seemed so cool to me. Like, I love listening to movie scores, and I just think it's incredible, like, how... Because you don't notice when you're watching a movie, you know? Like, you don't really notice the score. But then it's so important, like, all the time. It's important, you know, at, like, quiet moments, and it's really, really important at, like, big dramatic moments. So I listen to, you know, John Williams and Hans Zimmer and all those people, and I'm just, like, doing my homework. And so there's a little part of me that's like, oh, I want to compose. But I don't know. Who knows? I could do that and do biology or whatever. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to end up just doing one thing, you know, and I don't think I'm going to be limited. And, you know, no matter where I go, I know I'm going to hopefully be part of a choir there and, you know, keep running and everything. So it's just going to be a matter of, like, balancing it all.
Given how a part of our discussion was... talking about a pretty dark time in your life, I'm so encouraged to hear that you've got so many things that you, like, it's a bright future, so many things to explore and pursue.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy. Like, I, you know, obviously there's still things I struggle with, and that'll probably always be true to some extent, because I think that's just part of, like, my biology and my brain chemistry, and just sort of who I am, but it doesn't have to be like that in a way that negatively impacts me. And I think that I am really happy this year. You know, I love running. I love singing. I love school and my friends. And I'm really excited personally for college, you know, no matter where I go. I think I'm going to enjoy it a lot because I'm going to be doing the things I love.
That is 17-year-old high school senior Catherine Descamp Renner. What a fantastic young woman. I am so grateful to her for opening up so much to us. What a gift. Thank you, Kat. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And a reminder that every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with additional information about each of these kids. In fact, I have posted some videos there of Kat singing with the Pacific Youth Choir. So to dig into that additional material or to listen to this episode of On Deck again, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Before we go, though, this hilarious little outtake. After our interview was over, Kat was telling me how glad she was to have been asked to appear on this show.
I knew there were so many people from PYC who had been here on All Classical, and I was like, oh, what if I ever get... I didn't think I was going to get asked on, but I just, like, thought about it. Like, if I did, what would I say? And so sometimes I would think about that during my run. And this one time I was thinking about it so hard that I did not see that there was this giant root in front of me. I just like tripped and fell. I have so many stories like this. It's just about me like falling over, but I don't know what that says about me. But yeah, I tripped and fell over this massive root and it was painful. And I think I still have like a bruise on my hip from it. And that was like in July. So
I feel somehow responsible for that.
I know. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. So...
I'm Krista Wessel. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.